Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update podcast for October 25th, 2023. I am your host, John Lothian. In this podcast, we provide an overview of the content featured in today's John Lothian newsletter. We'll cover insights from the hits and takes section, share stories from the first read section, highlight the top three stories from the previous newsletter edition, and delve into the first three stories featured in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is brought to you by John Lothian News, the proud home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We invite you to explore our extensive collection of trading history videos on the MarketsWiki Education page at johnlothiannews.com. This includes the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading video series. Thank you for joining us. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Oliver Sung, Cboe's interim head of North American Equities, wrote an insights post about last week's SEC exchange rebate proposal and why these changes could have a deleterious effect on competition, driving more trading to undisclosed, less transparent, less accessible, less regulated trading venues. The Insights post is titled, "The Unintended Consequence of Market Structure Reform, Cutting Out the Everyday Investor." In the post, Sung looked into the dynamics of trades on exchanges. He emphasized that trades made on these platforms aren't just visible to the public, but regulators have a comprehensive view of them, ensuring that the markets maintain their fairness and order. He also pointed out the ongoing proposals by the SEC that aim to decrease access fee caps and remove certain volume-based pricing discounts. Such proposals might inadvertently push trading volumes towards off-exchange venues, he wrote. Sung mentioned that volume-based pricing tiers are a source of competition among exchanges and even among non-exchange platforms, aligning with a recognized economic model. However, he cautioned that while these proposals might be made with good intentions, they could potentially have adverse effects on the markets. For instance, we might see broader spreads of the public quote, especially in stocks with a higher price. The big read in today's Financial Times is titled, "Can Sam Bankman-Fried Argue His Way Out of Trouble?" And the subheading is, "After days of prosecution evidence, including testimony from erstwhile colleagues and friends, some legal experts think the former FTX boss will now have to take the stand. SBF is going to have to spin a believable tale like never before without the beanbag chair, wild hair, and cargo shorts and t-shirt." The S&P Annual Nodal Trader Conference is scheduled for October 26th and 27th in Washington, D.C. Leading experts from the industry will offer insights on energy transition, advancements in energy storage, and the effects of increasing renewables and electric storage. For more information, go to a link in today's newsletter. CoinDesk reported open interest for the CME's Bitcoin product hit 100,000 Bitcoin, or $3.4 billion, for the first time ever. Law 360 and Cristina Pereira win the award for the best headline for the story of the CFTC fining Ceres for trying to manipulate the oat futures market. The headline is, "Oats Company Fined $3 million for Trying to Roll Futures Prices." The latest non-exclusive video interview from Finance Feeds at FIA Expo is titled "CQG at FIA Expo 2023, Ryan Maroney's Take on Rates, AI Regulations, and Equity Options." You can also view JLN's video with Maroney and the most interesting man in the world, Pat Kenny, titled "CQG Leadership Addresses the State of the Second Half and Industry Trends at FIA Expo." Investment and wealth advisor Kevin Jamali has written a commentary on LinkedIn titled, "From the Pits to Going Farther." there are signs that Jim Harbaugh may be the next coach of the Chicago Bears football team. And no, he did not steal these signs. Harbaugh is engrossed in a sign-stealing scandal at the University of Michigan, where he is the head football coach. The former Bears quarterback and Michigan alumnus would be a good choice to replace the current Bears coach. The best parts of the scandal are the students at other schools trolling Harbaugh for the scandal. Our most read stories yesterday on JLN Options were: balanced trading is calming zero-day volatility fears from risk.net, the unintended consequences of market structure reform cutting out everyday investor from CBOE, and stocks are adjusting to the new normal of high volatility, but haven't yet priced in macro damage, BlackRock says, from Markets Insider. Subscribe to the JLN Options newsletter with a link in today's newsletter. It's free. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's a story from the Washington Post. The headline: 41 states sue Meta, claiming Instagram, Facebook are addictive, harm kids. The action marks the most sprawling state challenge to date over social media's impact on the mental health of children. 41 states and D.C. are suing Meta, alleging that the tech giants harm children by building addictive features into Instagram and Facebook, legal actions that represent the most significant effort by state enforcers to tackle the impact of social media on children's mental health. The barrage of lawsuits is the culmination of a sprawling 2021 investigation into claims that Meta contributes to mental health issues among young people. While the scope of the legal claims vary, they paint a picture of a company that has hooked children on its platform using harmful and manipulative tactics. My comment: I told my wife she should try Facebook. She's now addicted. Can I sue, or is it my fault? Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. The headline: Google Bank Coalition pledge billions to underserved businesses. Biden administration announces measures to boost small firms. IRS will also increase spending with disadvantaged businesses. Alphabet's Google and a coalition of U.S. banks and foundations are pledging to steer at least $4 billion toward small businesses and minority lending institutions, Deputy Treasury Secretary Wally Adeyemo said Tuesday. The Biden administration announced a series of measures to boost small and minority-owned businesses ahead of its annual Freedmen's Bank Forum, which focuses on economic opportunity for communities of color. My comment: does it count that my business is disadvantaged because it is run by me? Here's another story, this one from the Wall Street Journal. The headline: your set it and forget it 401k made you rich. No more. Stock and bond portfolios that work for the past 40 years aren't ready for what's coming. Investors were not in Kansas anymore. For four decades, patient savers able to grit their teeth through bubbles, crashes, and geopolitical upheaval won the money game. But the formula of building a nest egg by rebalancing a standard mix of stocks and bonds isn't going to work nearly as well as it has. My comment: amid the chaos of 60-40 and 70-30 stocks-to-bond portfolio difficulties, the risks of scams and sure thing performance, come-ons greatly increases. Be aware. Here are the top three stories from Tuesday's JLN. Our top story Tuesday was the New York Post: inside Ken Griffin's property and art empire, $1 billion Palm Beach spread is only the beginning. And second was, billionaire Ken Griffin is building himself the world's most expensive home from the Robb Report via Yahoo. Third was JLN's Roosevelt University students propose futures market for space, a video in which John Lothian interviews an honor student and two professors about their space commodity futures project. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from Bloomberg. The headline: Goldman wants trading derivatives to be easy as buying on Amazon. Bank offering visual structuring tech for credit derivatives. Company plans to expand product to rates trading next year. Goldman Sachs is expanding its use of a technology that leverages artificial intelligence in the hopes that it will make it easier for clients to plan complex derivatives trades. After already using the software to shake up the worlds of equities and foreign exchange options, the firm in recent weeks began allowing clients to use its visual structuring product for credit derivatives. It's aiming to offer the service for rates trading in the first half of next year. Chris Churchman, who runs Goldman's digital trading platform Marquee, said in an interview. The next story is from the Financial Times. The headline, shorter U.S. settlement times have European ETFs rushing to be ready. Moving to one-day settlement cycle is likely to increase costs for the continent's asset managers. A decision by the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission to shorten the period for settling bond and share trades from 2 days to just one has prompted a burst of activity in the exchange-traded fund industry. Much of it has been trying to assess the difficulties this will pose in Europe, as U.S. securities now represent more than 40% of EU funds' assets under management, according to the European Fund and Asset Management Association. Here's a story from Yahoo Finance. The headline, Wall Street CEOs are sounding even more somber about the near future. Some of Wall Street's top executives were cautious about the direction of the economy when they released their third quarter earnings results in mid-October. They still sound just as somber, if not more so, a week later. If you listen to the dialogue today, I'd say there's great uncertainty about new deal-making among CEOs, Goldman Sachs boss David Solomon said Tuesday at the Future Investment Initiative, an annual gathering of CEOs and global leaders in Saudi Arabia. Goldman last week reported that the firm's profit dropped 33% during the third quarter, due in part to the corporate caution underpinning a long-running investment banking slump, a pattern that repeated at many big banks with sizable Wall Street operations. We appreciate your attentive audience for the John Lothian News Daily Update. Kindly think about sharing our podcast with your friends. Additionally, if you haven't already, we would be grateful if you could take a moment to leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Your reviews aid in introducing our content to new listeners. And if you haven't yet subscribed to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can enjoy a complimentary 90-day trial by visiting johnlothiannews.com/trial. Thank you for your support. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.